This is CEOs You Should Know. I'm Jack Crumley. We are talking today with the CEO of Big Boy, Tamer Offer. Tamer, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Jay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So you are the CEO of Big Boy, which is a well-known restaurant brand in the United States. It's been around for decades, 80-plus years, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were founded in 1936, so we're going on, just finished year 85, entering year 86 here soon.
So that's a business that started in the 30s during the Depression, and it has survived for decades and thrived and become, I think arguably an important piece of American culture, showing up in movies, being, well-known in communities for so long. What's it like being the CEO of a company like that that has been around for so long and will, in all likelihood, continue to be around?
I think, quite frankly, it's actually pretty cool. I mean, you don't go to many places and meet many people who don't have a Big Boy story, a Big Boy origin story, or, the brand itself evokes nostalgia and, memories of childhood meetings and first dates and, strawberry shakes and strawberry waffles and, Mother's Day. And so it's very rare that anyone I meet, when they find out what I do in any state, they have to tell me a story. Oh my God, I was a dishwasher. I had my first date at Big Boy. So, it's obviously what we've gone through in, the last couple of years has been a testament to, the strength of the brand and going through, as you said, going through the Great Depression and everything that we've been going through the past couple of years and to still be standing we're very fortunate.
Yeah, so you're invigorated by it. You don't find it, daunting that you're at the helm of this, culturally important business.
No, I think it's great. Honestly, it's really a privilege. It's a privilege. And I think that if you get to know some of the people who work for the brand, I think the reason why we're still successful is some of the people that work for the brand and the culture. And, we're very fortunate to have people that are so loyal to the brand and to the Big Boy and to the iconic statue that it's really, it's tough and it is daunting, going through these times. But it's really a privilege to be working at the helm of such a good company of good people surrounding us.
So how did you come into this role of being CEO? Did you, start out washing dishes and taking dates for strawberry shakes, or did it happen another way?
It was forcibly, actually. I was forcibly dragged into the position.
Okay, what does that mean?
No, I mean, quite frankly, it's not, it wasn't something that I was looking to do as be a CEO of a restaurant group. It wasn't my background or forte. And, but at the same time, I think, this is a industry and this is a time that, you don't have to have necessarily experience in a certain field or industry to make a pivot and change to try and save a brand during these tough times. So I think, heading into, the company was only acquired 3.5 years ago, a short period before the pandemic started. So, going into a new endeavor with a pandemic was challenging. So I think, the fact that I became CEO was more of, I think at the time, more of a stopgap and a placeholder, and it's ended up working out so far.
So in terms of on the business side of things, in your professional trajectory, managing restaurants wasn't necessarily a thing, but now you're at the helm of this corporation.
Yeah, because I think, I think you have to look at things differently. And I think times have changed where it's not necessarily just a restaurant company. It's we're a food group. So, a lot of things that people don't know about Big Boy is, we have restaurants all throughout the country. We've got restaurants in California. We just signed an agreement for up to 1,000 restaurants in Southeast Asia. But one of the bigger things that people don't know, and you mentioned some of the iconic, movie placement and TV shows and all those good things, but, the production of our own food. And so Big Boy in Warren has been producing food for a long time, and we produce our own soup, salad, dressing, sauces, and certain other things. And one of the things that we will start to produce, and that's why I say, we're more than just a restaurant group or a food group, is you'll start seeing some of our products in the grocery stores. So Big Boy is going to become more than just a restaurant entity. And that's why, I think it's an exciting time to be a part of it, to try and shift the brand into doing a little more than it's been doing in the past to revive this iconic brand.
Yeah, I mean, that's really significant growth. I saw the headline about the expansion into Thailand, and you're talking about up to 1,000 locations. That's a whole different culture. You have to have a whole different group of people that are aware of what the business community and what the demand is in that area, along with the food that you're going to be supplying. Plus, if you're going into grocery stores and stuff, also, this is there. That's a lot cooking, so to speak.
Yeah, we like I said, I mean, we're excited. We've been limping through this pandemic. We've been fortunate to have, you know, good patrons, good staff, good partners, and good vendors. And, you know, and honestly, a very good board of directors to work with that's understanding of what we're going through. And when the pandemic hit and the restaurants were closed, we were given the directive to keep the stores open. And, you know, fortunately, you know, our board of directors made significant contributions to a charitable cause that we called Big Boy Gives Back. And in addition to some local celebrities, Eminem gave a large donation, and we, you know, we were able to provide food to, you know, shelters and school systems. And that's what we did. Big Boy gave back during the pandemic. And that was really, like I said, a testament to some of our partners, our vendors, our staff that stayed on when they didn't need to and worked night shifts to put these things together. And like I said, our board, what a great group of people.
Well, yeah, and I think that really speaks also to the place that the brand holds in people's hearts and people's memory. Like you were talking about, everybody has some kind of Big Boy story.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about wanting the brand to go on for a long time. I mean, I'd love to see this brand get past, you know, the 100-year mark, and I'd love to see someone in my family, you know, carry this brand forward and pass it down another generation. It's it really is something unique, you know, to say that the first bobblehead was a Big Boy bobblehead, the first Funko bobblehead. And I don't know if you saw recently, but, you know, to commemorate that, Funko just released a Big Boy NFT and sold out in, I think, 35 minutes. So, you know, it is more than just a restaurant company. It is an iconic brand. You see it in Austin Powers and in the movie Heat and Stranger Things and, you know, the Apple TV movie that just came out, Finch, with Tom Hanks. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate to have such a great brand in our backyard.
And to be continuing to evolve and to grow it, you know, certainly Big Boy's not the first restaurant group to pivot into at-home meals, but I think you're maybe in a unique position to see the way other organizations have done it and, you know, learning from other mistakes and trying to make it yours and make it better. So are we talking burgers and fries in the freezer section, or is it going to be more diverse than that?
It's going to be more diverse than that. So you're going to see our first foray, you should see in the upcoming months, will be burgers in the refrigerated and frozen section. Then you'll start seeing some of our entrees and start seeing potentially, you know, some novelty ice cream and maybe some Big Boy chicken nuggets, maybe some Big Boy fries, but, you know, some really new and unique things that we're going to try and push through there. I'd love to see our, you know, if we can figure out how to do it, I'd love to see our hot fudge ice cream cake, one of our staples, you know, in the frozen section. I think, you know, people would love to see some of those things, some of those classic Big Boys across the country.
Yeah, I live in Cincinnati where Frisch's Big Boy has a number of locations, and in the office, oftentimes, whenever there's a bet to be made, usually the wager involves the ice cream cake sundae.
Yep. It's a staple, and it's well known and loved. I mean, I don't know many people who don't love that, and I personally could probably eat two or three in a row.
I know I enjoyed one very recently because I won a bet. So talking about the history and talking about how everybody has a Big Boy story, and certainly that means that, you know, the organization is more than just, hey, we're selling hamburgers and then we close at the end of the day or at the end of the night. You know, that means being involved with a given community. And you talked about Big Boy Gives Back already. Are there any other, you know, organizations or community groups, whether you're talking in Michigan or, you know, even on a national level that Big Boy or you are involved in or try to be contributive to?
We do. I mean, we do. You know, Big Boy is a sponsor of the Big Boy Hockey Club. And so we sponsor youth hockey and providing equipment and reduced ice costs for youth programs. We also sponsor Salvation Army. We're a big sponsor of that. I believe we did Gleaners, Toys for Tots. We're big sponsors of both of those. You know, and I think, you know, in each individual store, what we try and do is we try and, you know, own the local community. So we do try and give back to the high school football teams and, you know, do reading groups. And that's more of a local targeted, you know, community-based approach to make sure that we're, you know, ingrained in the community and not just servicing the community, but a part of it.
That makes total sense. And that's something that's also going to continue to help, you know, ensure things go on for decades to come.
We hope so. And we appreciate that.
Tamara Offer, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Jay. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah. I'm Jack Crumley. This is CEOs You Should Know.